So I have been wanting to start vlogging, and when I say start vlogging, I mean start vlogging consistently because I've had many attempts in the past. But I have been wanting to vlog for a really long time now. Like I would say for quite a few years, I have always kind of been obsessed with the thought of documenting my life on video. But I always was like really hesitant to do it, and then also hesitant to stay consistent with it because I feel like my life, like the day to day, is pretty like I don't want to say boring, but we don't have no action going on. Like we wake up, me and my husband both work from home. You know, I drop my kid off at daycare, 5 o'clock I go pick her up, we do dinner, and like we do the same thing over the next day. Like there isn't any like love and hip hop drama going on over here. So I was also always hesitant to vlog because I feel like no one would be entertained by what I have to show. But when I realized that y'all literally be on Beyonce's internet watching people clean their houses, and like not just watching because you want to know what kind of cleaning supplies they use or you know how they get into the crevices of their carpet. Y'all actually watch this for entertainment. So I figure if y'all can be entertained by literally watching people push Pine Sol across their countertops, then you would be entertained by what is happening in my life and behind the scenes of my business. So here we are. Alicia Robertson. I am a business coach. I am a wife. I'm a mama. I am an author. I'm also the founder of the Purpose to Service Academy, which is my group coaching program for overwhelmed coaches and online service providers. So I figured now would be the perfect time to start like vlogging and documenting my journey because the next 6 months of my business are about to be really interesting. So I am challenging myself, and I'm only say challenging myself. I am going to be going through two pretty major launches over the next 6-ish months, which is crazy because a lot of people launch once or twice a year, and here I am trying to pile two launches into a 6-month window, and I also want to take December off. So I'm an overachiever. We're just gonna put it that way. But I figured this time would be good because I can kind of show you the behind the scenes of not only how I'm launching, but with my program, I am working on some like behind the scenes things. I'm like making some changes to the curriculum. I'm doing a lot of those kind of behind the scenes work that like aren't really Instagrammable. So I figured now would be the perfect time to kind of take you guys like behind the scenes of how I'm building this thing. So coming up at the end of September, I am opening up applications for the Purpose to Service Academy, which is again my group coaching program. And then November, trying to think of the date, 15th, is when my, hopefully, don't hold me to that, when my book, Living Over Existing, will be relaunching. So we'll talk about the book maybe in some later episodes. But right now, like my full focus is on getting the Purpose to Service Academy ready, making some changes, also tending to the current clients that we have in there, and then also prepping to open up applications at the end of September. So over the next few weeks, so we're at the end of July now, so next 7 weeks or so, my math is off. I'm going to be, you know, showing you like the behind the scenes of what I'm changing with the program. Some other cool things I can't mention just yet because I haven't told our current clients. So, like, what I'm changing with the program, how I'm preparing for our launch. I'm going to be talking about how I'm pricing the program, so some new cool additions I'm going to be adding to the program as well. So, I'm really just going to show you like what building this thing, building my company, building this program is like. The Purpose to Service Academy is my signature program. So, it is the thing that I'm really like wanting to make the best as possible. So, yeah, I hope you guys will stick around, you know, for the next few weeks or so while I take you behind the scenes of how I'm building this or how she's building this. But, yeah, so I guess for this video, I can just talk a little bit about what the Purpose of Service Academy is. So I've already said a few times that is a 12-month group coaching program. But what you may or may not know if you are new here is that it didn't originally start out as a group coaching program. The Purpose of Service Academy was originally a little over a year and a half ago, a membership community just for women entrepreneurs who are wanting to build their business with intention. But as you know, we were growing and as I was digging deeper into the community and like serving our members in there, I realized it would be best if I niched down some more. So that's when I started to pivot to focusing solely on working with other coaches and also other online service providers. So not only have I been coaching for over 8 years, and it's something that I just absolutely adore and has literally changed my life for the better, but I feel like lately too, the coaching industry in a sense has gained like a bad rep. So like a lot of people are online talking about how they believe coaching is like a scam or how they've been scammed by coaches in the past. And as someone, and I get that from like a consumer standpoint, but as someone who absolutely loves what she's doing, who operates out of integrity, who has been like investing in her knowledge for the past 8 years and just sees the value in hiring and also, you know, having someone to support you like a coach, I have had it in my heart for like a really long time to, I don't want to say revamp the coaching industry because I am just one person and I don't think that is something that I can like undertake on my own. But it has been in my heart to do something to create a space for new coaches or online service providers and those who are a little bit more established and just create a space for them where they can learn more about the coaching industry, where they can learn how to, you know, teach based on what they know so that they're not operating outside of integrity, so that they can build a profitable business. And again, I feel so strongly about this space and I love it so much. So it breaks my heart when I hear people say bad things about the coaching business or the coaching industry, because yes, there are a lot of bad apples. I'm not even going to pretend like that isn't true. But I feel like for the people like myself who truly, truly, truly do love what they do, who are investing in their own, you know, knowledge and gaining more experience, and for those who truly do care about their clients, like I want to create a safe space for us where we feel like we can continue to learn and where I feel like I can continue to put out better coaches into the world. So that is one of the reasons why I switched to focusing a little bit more on coaches and online service providers. But the main reason why we switched from a membership community to group coaching is because I realized I was doing a lot of coaching in the community. And a lot of the feedback that I was getting was like people were wanting help on very specific things. They were wanting feedback on very specific areas of their business. And while I love the membership community aspect because it was very like low maintenance in a sense, I realized I was still operating in a sense of a coach, and I knew that if I put a little bit more effort into creating like a set curriculum, if I put more effort into spending more time with my clients, then I could make sure that they were really getting the results they wanted. So we switched from it being just like a monthly membership community to now this 12-month group coaching program, and it has been going incredible. I absolutely love it. I love my clients. So it's been a cool transition. But one of the things that has remained true throughout all of this is wanting to helping women to build a sustainable business with intention and doing that around the life that they desire. So I feel like a lot of the marketing messaging out there right now is all like scale, 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 go bigger, 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 charge more, charge more, charge more, like grow, 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 grow. And like, while there is absolutely nothing wrong with that, like if you want to run a multi-million dollar company, like that is absolutely great and grand. But I feel like with all that scale, like bigger, that marketing message, it's almost misleading sometimes. So like there ends up being a lot of people who are new or people who are a lot less experienced trying to scale very fast when they have yet to lay a solid foundation for their business. And I see it happen all the time. They're like racing, trying to, you know, get as many clients as possible, trying to make as much money as possible. And then their foundation is shaky. Their foundation is rocky, which usually ends up in them operating out of integrity or ends up in them being extremely frustrated or overwhelmed or literally just burnt out and like don't want to do it anymore. So I see that a lot, and I am someone who has always adopted a mindset of like a more, not slower growth, I guess you can say, but a more intentional growth. More intentional growth. Everything that I do in my business aligns with what I want in my, you know, ideal life. So I want more people to view entrepreneurship as like a nice, cool pace where you're slowly like you're you know, tracking your results. You are building a solid foundation, you know, but you're still making money, but you're not so focused on, okay, how can I make six figures by tonight? How can I be a millionaire by tomorrow morning? Because bigger doesn't always mean better. Bigger doesn't always mean more profitable either. So I want to teach women how to build these sustainable businesses that are laid out on a solid business foundation, and then teaching them how to, okay, now that you have that solid foundation, how can you begin to be profitable? How can you begin to make money? How can you begin to get more clients? How can you begin to serve your clients in an incredible way that is still going to allow you to live the life that you desire? That is what building a business with intention like really looks like for me. And I want to be able to teach those practices to other women in this space. And I want to show them too, like on the flip side of when I was talking about, you know, a lot of people talking junk about the coaching industry now and how they feel about coaching. I'm trying to figure out how to say this nicely. I feel like there are a lot of people in this space who almost talk down on their clients or on their audience because they are not yet at the level that they are. Like, yes, I believe in tough love. I believe that sometimes you got to tell people, like, you know, you're BSing. You're never going to get to where you want to be if you keep doing the same things. Like, yes, I believe in tough love, but I do not believe that you have to talk down to people in order to be a good coach. I do not believe that you have to belittle people or that you must make them feel like you are inferior to them or that you have to be a jerk. You don't have to be a jerk to be a good coach. And I think sometimes in this industry that does get lost because, again, marketing, and that type of marketing often works for people who don't know any better. But if I could do anything to change this industry, I would show, one, I would show more coaches and online service providers how to build a sustainable business with intention, how to embrace that intentional growth and understand that intentional growth doesn't mean less profitable because we make our money. Don't get it twisted. But I would like to show them that. And then I would also love to show them that just because you now make a certain amount of money doesn't mean you get to be an asshole. That's how I want to impact and change this industry. Now, again, I don't know what that is going to look like. I don't know how I can do that as one person, but I do know that my program, the Purpose to Service Academy, is one of those ways that I'm going to do that. And I've never said this out loud before, but I have set a goal that by the end of 2023, I will have over 100 coaches, or I will have over 1,000 coaches and online service providers to graduate from my program. I'm putting that out there into the universe. Lord, I know you hear me. By the end of 2023, 1,000 women will have graduated from the Purpose to Service Academy. That's, I'm putting it out there. So, yeah, welcome to my world. Welcome to my space. Like I said, over the next few weeks, I'm going to be taking you behind the scenes of like how I'm doing some revamping in my program, some things I'm adding on, taking you through, you know, building out like my launch strategy. If you follow me on Instagram, you may see, you know, I have a daughter and a dog and a husband, so they may pop in from time to time here and there. We'll see. You know, River is very, very busy, so I'll see if her schedule aligns with mine. But yeah, I'm super excited to be doing this because I don't feel like a lot of people show the un-Instagrammable parts of building a business. And I've been doing this for a very long time and I've always documented my journey, but I've never publicly put myself out there. So I feel like this is either going to be like a massive success and I'm going to become like a big YouTube star, or I'm going to fall flat on my face and no one will ever want to work with me again. But through therapy, I am learning to not think of the worst case scenario first. So we're going to go with super popular YouTube star. All right, you guys, so that is all I have for you this week. I will be back next week where we'll dig into a little bit more of what I have going on here. In the meantime, you please click subscribe to my channel. I can't believe I get to say that. Subscribe to my channel so that you don't miss any more episodes. Also, if you want to get on the waitlist for the Purpose to Service Academy, all you have to do is click the link in the description below to get on the waitlist. It's going to be even more amazing than it is now. And I really can't wait to show you the behind the scenes of what we have going on. All right, bye.